you've landed inside Launch Street, the Business Innovation Podcast, where we interview top innovators out there shaking things up so you can innovate, differentiate, and get further faster. Since you're here, we know you're the type of person that recognizes the importance of unlocking your innovation advantage so you can compete and win. And now, your host, the person that has worked with leading companies like Disney, Procter & Gamble, Arrow Electronics, the U.S. Army Research Labs, and Red Robin on upping their innovation advantage, Tamara Gontor.
Well, hello, all you everyday innovators out there. It is another week and another awesome episode of Inside Launch Street Podcast. And if it sounds like I am in a really good mood today, it is because I am actually. I am in a great mood. And I hope that this podcast and the one simple exercise that I'm going to give you to get to new innovation, new solutions, new ideas, I'm kind of hoping it puts you in a good mood too. I mean, how great would it be if one little activity could put you in a great mood? I think it will. I hope it will. All right. Hey, before we dig in, let me remind you to pop over to my website for a couple of reasons. One is we have all the podcasts there. If you're at your desk and you're like, well, I can't pull up iTunes right now, it's all good. We have it on our website too. The other reason is, as you probably recall, a couple weeks ago, we had done a live webinar on how to ignite innovation, influence others, and lead strong. Well, guess what? Thanks to your requests and your emails, we are going to do it again for those that missed it. It is going to be October 22nd, Thursday at 9 a.m. Mountain Time, which is 11 a.m. Eastern Time. And it's called, to no surprise, How to Ignite Innovation, Influence Others, and Lead Strong in Challenging Times. I know you're going to get a lot out of it. The people that joined us before did. And so we want more people to hear it. We want more people to get the value. So we're doing it again. But you got to go to the website and register so you don't miss the links. So here you go. Go to launchstreet.com. At the top of every page is an announcement bar, I guess. I don't know what you call it. And the information is there. So go to launchstreet.com, all one word, GOTOLAUNCHSTREET.com. And you will find the link. You will not want to miss this. I promise you that. I'm so excited that we're doing this one again in October. As I have mentioned before to those of you in the tribe, you know, I think this time of year is the time that we tend to shut down and we go, well, whatever's happened has happened. The results we've gotten is what we've gotten. Like, we're moving into the holidays. Work is done now. There are three more months in this year, people. So October, November, December, I say we crush it. And in fact, it's a lot of time to not only end the year strong, but to set yourself up to have a stronger 2021. So what do you say we do that together? All right, we're going to start by talking about the questions that you ask yourself and your team. So here's the thing. I've been getting a lot of questions about, And actually, let me say this a different way. What I've been hearing is a lot of frustration from people, first in themselves of, I'm trying to solve this problem or I'm trying to figure something out. And I just keep getting the same answers, the same ideas, the same incremental thinking. Or I've been hearing from leaders, I'm trying to push my team to innovate, but they just keep giving me the same things over and over again, the same ideas that I don't think will work. We need more. We need different. We need different and innovative ideas. So here's the thing. I know you've heard this before. Your answers are only as good as your questions. Let me say that again because I think it's so important. Your answers are only as good as your questions. So here's the trap that we fall into. We tend to ask one question in one way and then get frustrated when we don't get a plethora of different types of answers, different types of more innovative thinking. I think question answer is a little bit like hiking. If you start at the same trailhead, you're going to get to the same vista point every time. So what we've got to do is find new trailheads, new questions, so that we can get to new vista points, new answers, new innovations. But then, of course, this is what I get in return when I tell this to people. Okay, Tamara, I get it. We need to ask different questions. In fact, I 100% buy into it. But what questions do I ask? I feel like now I'm throwing in these random questions that don't get us anywhere because they don't really mean anything. So how do I do this in a way that is meaningful to myself and my team? Don't worry, I got your back. So first of all, in my book, Innovation is Everybody's Business, if you already have it, I know a lot of you do, on page, hold on, let me find it. There's so much in here. I always have to look for it. On page 243, there's a whole thing on how to play and do this exercise I'm about to tell you about. And if you're in the Everyday Innovators Tribe, if you're in our membership platform, well, there's a whole video and a download in there for you to actually do the exercise. Okay, enough of that. Let's talk about what it is. Here's what we do. In order to get to different answers, in order to change up our question, we're going to do an exercise. It's one of my favorite. It's so simple and powerful. It's called word games. It's a little bit like Mad Libs. Do you remember that old game where you'd get a paragraph and it would have, you know, Tamara went to the insert noun. She is very insert adjective, right? And it kind of what you, how you answer changed up the whole meaning of the paragraph and made you laugh out loud. Because if you're like me and have boys, there's always some kind of silly, funny bodily functions going in those Mad Libs. So here's how the game works. So you're going to take your challenge or the problem you want to solve, and all you're going to do is, first of all, you're going to write it down concisely. So let me give you an example of one I was doing in a session with clients the other day. So we were doing a virtual session, and the question we were trying to answer, the one that we started with, is how do I capture new customer groups? So they have this product slash service, and they believe that there's new customer groups out there for them to capture, is the word we used, that they think that this product service is relevant for. So how do I capture new customer groups? Now, as you can imagine, as you can hear, I am focusing on the word capture, and here's the reason. Because all we have to do to open up new trailheads, new questions, new paths of ideas is change one word in the question or the problem we're trying to solve. So we did a little innovation around how do I capture new customer groups? And that led us to one place, and we had a virtual easel pad of ideas. Then we switched up the word. So instead of capture, we said develop. How do I develop new customer groups? As you can imagine, the word develop, and you probably hear it in your own kind of car, wherever you are listening to this, it changes the trajectory of that path completely. So capture led us to, like, how do we gather new people? How do we maybe take customers that are with our competition? Develop got the team thinking about, well, how do we maybe take existing customers and develop their need for this product, help them see it? And then, so then we changed up the word to how do I secure new customer groups? Well, that took us down a whole different path, and secure was more around how do I take them from the competition? How do I show them our value and have them transition to us? So I was doing a 10-minute burst of innovation this morning on our Facebook group, which we often do. I don't know if you are with us, you know about them. If you aren't yet, it's Leadership and Innovation Facebook group. That's my group. And we do these 10-minute video bursts of innovation live. And we were going through this, and I asked them to share some words for this question. How do I capture new customer groups? And they came up with, how do I evolve new customer groups? How do I integrate new customer groups? How do I nurture new customer groups? The point is, as you can see, is if you're challenged with, all right, tomorrow I buy in, that you got to ask new questions, but I don't know what to ask. All you got to do is play word games. It is that freaking simple. And suddenly you have a whole wide range of innovation and ideas and new paths that you're going to go down. What happens when we ask one question is we go down one lane of thinking, and that leads us to one set of ideas. And then we're stuck moving forward with the ideas from that one lane, whether they're the best or not. When we play word games, we go from one lane to 100 lanes. And now we have a whole range of ideas and thinking to pick from. And what I find when we do this is, so let's say we do word games, we do 7 different words. We change the question 7 different times. What I find then is now we've got a whole wall of ideas that are in all different places, and a few from this question, a few from that question, kind of come together to be the right answer. Quantity leads to quality. So when we only have one lane of thinking, it's no wonder we get frustrated and stuck, because that's it. We got one narrow lane. Well, playing word games adds a whole range of lanes to it. And suddenly you've got a buffet of innovation and ideas to pick from. Now, here's a piece of advice that I gave on the burst of innovation this morning too. This is not about finding the one right question that's going to be the end all be all and then using that question. It's not about that at all, actually. It's about asking the question in multiple ways. So if we try to find the one right question, a couple things happen. One is we end up in this perfection paralysis, and we don't want that because we're trying to make everything fit that one question. And the second thing is we end up in the same with the same problem we had before. We're in one lane of thinking. We want to open it up. So a lot of the leaders I talk to, oftentimes the reason they come to me is, Tamar, I'm frustrated. My team knows they need to innovate. They know they need to move, but I can't get them to think differently. I can't get them to open up to new ideas and new paths and new opportunities. Then we do this exercise together and they come back to me and they go, oh my gosh, Tamar, I had no idea. All those ideas were percolating in the brains of my team. I had no clue. Well, it's our job as leaders to ask the question in multiple ways so that we can get to multiple answers. I'll remind us all that we all have different everyday innovator styles. So how we innovate is unique to each of us. So if you say, how do I secure new customer groups? That might not speak to me as the type of innovator I am, because for me, I'm all about doing and innovation in motion and leaping and being uncomfortable. But if you say to me, how do I capture new customer groups? I'm like, ooh, capture, that's a bold word. I'm all for that. Now, this might sound complicated what I'm saying, but let me just preface it or let me explain it. Different questions get to different lanes of thinking and different ideas. It also opens up different channels and different types of people. So some way that you're asking the questions may speak to some people on your team or yourself, but it may not be speaking to others. So this word games, this exercise that I love, has two really benefits to it. One is it opens up all new paths of thinking, which means all new innovation ideas. And the second part is it speaks to all different types of people because you're changing the word. In fact, and if they put the word in there, even better, because that's the word that speaks to them. All right. As I mentioned in the beginning, a couple of things. Go sign up for the webinar on Thursday. It's going to be awesome. Second thing is just remind us. Let's all remind ourselves that we've got 3 more months in this year. And 2020 has been so tumultuous and so crazy. And it has pulled out the ground and still feels shaky for most of us, even if we're in a steady job. I mean, it's just the world is shaky right now. Plus, if you're in the US, you're in the throes of a pretty serious political event, the presidential election, which is unprecedented in the way it's all happening too, regardless of what side you're on. And, but we have this 3 months left in the year to make it happen. And I will tell you that as humans, I've talked to a lot of neuroscientists about this, about how this all works in the brain. Part of what we get happiness from is pursuing our purposes, pursuing goals, pursuing challenges. So when we think about the last 3 months of the year, I think it's a little bit of our human inclination in some ways to be like, all right, whatever happened, happened, we're done here. But it's not. And we have 3 months to pursue our passions, pursue our purpose, pursue our goals. Because guess what? Not only is 3 months a lot of time, 90 days, but also it gives us a sense of satisfaction and joy to go after things. So if you're like me in the past, I would have at this point been like, well, we're about to careen into the holidays. Nothing else happens. I'll tell you, I don't know, maybe 6 years ago, 5 years ago, I flipped my script in my head, my little mental mind map about how this works. And it was a game changer for me. And I think it can be for you. All right. I'm a little bit all over the place, but kind of to wrap it all up, let me just say, we have a lot of time. Let's get some good stuff done. Let's ask different questions to get to different answers. And let's make the end of 2020 strong and set ourselves up for a strong 2021, no matter what happens. All right. And with that, Tamar out.
Thanks for hanging with us on Inside Launch Street. If you know someone that is truly ready to unlock their innovation advantage, have them join you on Launch Street. Discover your innovation advantage. Build a team of high-performing innovators and ignite ideas and solutions that create massive impact. GOTO, launchstreet.com. Remember, innovators, if you don't take the leap, somebody else will.